You're listening to SBS News.
Many across the world looked on largely aghast as the first debate between US President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden devolved into a verbal slugfest, short on substance, but heavy with implications for America's international image. Leslie Vinjamuri, the director of the US and the Americas program at the London think tank Chatham House, said many European observers already had very low expectations of Mr. Trump, but even so, the debate was jarring.
So I think it was extraordinarily upsetting because people want to be able to look to America to lead and to guide and to role model. And I think it's the role modeling in particular which is so upsetting. When we saw President Trump refuse to acknowledge that he would accept the outcome of an election, contesting the legitimacy of mail-in ballots, groundless claims, baseless claims, allegations of fraud that just simply are lacking any evidentiary base. It's all just deeply upsetting and puzzling. How is it that America has ended up in such a dark and dire place?
David Barker, the director of American University's Center for Congressional and Presidential Studies, says the debate was less an exchange of views on some of the most crucial issues facing American voters, and more a show of chaos, aggression, and baseless assertions just a month before the nation heads to the polls.
That was a national disgrace. This was clearly an example of the president knowing that he needs to complete a Hail Mary pass to have a chance at and winning this election. And it appears that his strategy for doing so was to try to bait and rattle Biden to the degree that at some point he would break down, crumble, create some unforeseen gaffe, the likes of which we've never seen. It didn't happen.
During the debate, moderator Chris Wallace struggled to keep the two participants under control.
Everybody knows he's a liar.
But you
I just
agree.
Want to make
Joe,
sure.
Joe, you're the liar.
I want to make sure.
You graduated last in your class, not first in your class.
I want to make
Mr.
sure.
Mr. President, can you let him finish, sir?
No, he doesn't know how to do that.
David Barker says there's never been a presidential debate like it.
We haven't seen anything, any kind of behavior like that before. And even for Trump, right, who has made a habit for the past 4 years of doing things that nobody's ever seen before. This was on another level, even for him.
The Commission on Presidential Debates, the nonpartisan group which organizes the presidential debates, says it plans to create a more orderly structure to minimize future interruptions by changing the rules. Mr. Trump says he's happy with the first debate and is ready for the next one.
By every measure, we won the debate easily last night. I think he was very weak. He looked weak. He was whining. We won the debate by almost every poll that I saw. If you look at the various polls, I looked at about six of them. We won every one of them. So, no, I don't mind debating him. I hear he wants to get out of the debates. I don't know. That's up to him.
Mr. Biden, despite Mr. Trump's claim that the former vice president doesn't want to take part in any further debates, also says he's ready to take the president on again.
You know, for 90 minutes, he tried everything to distract, everything possible. And it just didn't work. But I hope that this next debate is going to be in front of real live people. Going to be a town hall. And I just hope we're able to. I'm looking forward to it. And I hope we're able to get a chance to actually answer the questions that are asked by the persons in the room. But God only knows what he'll do.
Senior Democrats said the event wasn't a debate, but a performance. Minority Leader Senator Chuck Schumer called President Trump's contribution obscene and filled with right-wing bile that included lie after lie after lie.
It's a disgrace. And it is unfathomable to me that Senate Republicans, so many, wouldn't denounce the lies we heard last night and call on President Trump to stop fueling the hatred and racism and stop sowing doubt in our elections. And yet, Senate Republicans are doing Trump's bidding by rushing through a Supreme Court nominee merely days before a national election.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell also weighed in on the debate.
Well, let me just say with the debate, it was not Lincoln Douglas.
The reference was to possibly the most famous series of presidential debates between Abraham Lincoln and Stephen Douglas in 1860. But what did the voters make of it? The debates are aimed at helping them decide who to vote for. These Michigan voters found little to help them.
I was hoping to see more from both candidates. I was hoping to learn more about where both candidates stood. And after last night's debate, I honestly didn't really learn anything that I didn't already know.
I think the debate, along with all the events of the last few months, was a moment where all of us were like, something is wrong here. Something is deeply wrong here.
There are Americans who are still deciding. And for those people, I don't know that they learned anything substantive about policy differences.
The second presidential debate is scheduled for Friday, October the 16th. Alan Lee, SBS News.